Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Road closures for the Boston Marathon on Monday, April 20th, by Jack Pryor. If you live in Newton or plan to travel through the city on Patriots Day, you'll need to plan ahead. The Boston Marathon returns on Monday, April 20th, and that means major road closures across roughly 5 miles of the course that runs through Newton. Key north-south traffic routes will be fully closed no later than 8 a.m., and in practice, barriers may go up 15 to 30 minutes before that. The closures will stretch from Lower Falls along Washington Street and Route 16, turning onto Commonwealth Avenue at the Firehouse, and continuing all the way to Boston College. This effectively splits the city into north and south sides, with closures expected to remain in place until approximately 6 p.m., The only roads that cross over or under the course in the Newton area are I-95 and Route 9. If you need to get from the north side of the city to the south, or vice versa, those are your options. Detailed detour directions are available at figcitynews.com. Dozens of streets will be affected. Major north-south roads like Walnut, Chestnut, Center, and Grant will have closures set back significantly from the course for detours. Several other streets will be restricted to residents only, and tow zones will be in effect along the entire marathon route, including the carriage lane of Commonwealth Avenue and portions of all feeder streets. All affected streets will be posted with no parking tow zone signs. The full list of closures, tow zones, and resident-only streets is on our website. Newton Wellesley Hospital sits directly on the marathon course, so its front entrances will be inaccessible. However, the hospital can be reached through a back entrance via Dorset Road. Specific directions are available from the Newton Police Department and on our website. A few other important notes from the Newton Police Department. No alcohol or grills are allowed on public property along the course. All bags, backpacks, coolers, and strollers are subject to search. And spectators are reminded they are not allowed to enter the course or run alongside athletes. Spectator encroachment in 2023 led to complaints from the BAA and a lawsuit against the city. In the week before the marathon, expect low-flying aircraft along the route conducting FAA-authorized surveillance and safety checks. Authorities are also asking the public to report any suspicious activity by calling the Newton Police at 617-796-2100 or by dialing 911. As for the race itself, wheelchair racers are expected to reach Heartbreak Hill at mile 21 around 10:06 a.m., with lead men arriving around 11:16 a.m. and lead women around 11:40 a.m. You can follow along with the BAA race app. The bottom line? Plan your Monday travel now and expect significant delays throughout Newton all day. For the full article and more details, visit figcitynews.com. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening.